On Wizard and the Bruiser, we find all those crazy little moments in geek history that made the things we love into inescapable cultural behemoths.
If you love video games, movies, comics, and anime, this is the LPN show for you.
But wait, Holden, it's not just educational. Shouldn't we talk about all those crazy boner jokes we make all the time?
No, Jake! No, we will not!
Fair enough! Last Podcast Network presents Wizard and the Bruiser. Find it on your favorite podcast app and hit that little subby-dubby button. Ooh, we would love it if you did that. Oh, that would help us out so much. God, wouldn't you love to do that? Don't I sound like the kind of person you want to help?
Like, hit the button. Like, just do it.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yeah.
It's time.
I couldn't help but notice you didn't bring your laptop.
Didn't need to bring my laptop. Not today.
Yeah?
Yep.
Why?
Because.
Tell them.
I ain't got time for this anymore.
You hear that? Do you hear what Marcus just said at the top of this extremely crucial episode of Side Stories? He says he doesn't have time for side stories anymore.
I don't. There's literally not enough hours in the week for me to keep doing the show. There's not.
You are here, though.
Yep. I'm here today.
And part of the reason why.
I need to say goodbye.
And I think it is important for you to say goodbye. We're not fighting.
Not at all.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes you guys, I'll see that people will say we're fighting.
I don't understand that. We never fight.
I rarely fight with you.
Every once in a while, but it's usually over creative stuff.
Yeah, well, and if I fight you, you know.
I win.
Not true. You think you win, but I know I've won.
Of course.
See, that's the difference.
Yeah.
But the one thing is that before I can let you go, because there are things left unsaid.
There are.
And I can't let you go.
Okay.
Without you. Talking about a specific hanging chad from here at Side Stories.
I don't recall any hanging chads.
Taint length. I went and had my beloved wife and I, we got together and her knowing what this show means to me and what this network means to me.
Oh, what it means to you.
You see, what it means.
What it means to you.
That she knew.
I'm hearing an implication there.
What that she had to do. So I entered our marital space.
Uh-huh.
She did. Use this soft measuring tape.
That you've brought into the studio.
Yes, to measure my taint length, which you said she wouldn't do. And she proudly stepped up and did it. And guess what? 2 3/4 inches.
Wow, 2 3/4.
Now, the key here is you place one end towards the very base of your balls, very ending slope of your balls. And then I did sort of push a finger into my butthole because that's how you know where the end of it is. Right about here where it's really hot.
2 3/4.
You can fit it.
I don't know why you're offering it to me, this thing that you recently have
because
pressed against your butthole.
You can't leave. You literally cannot leave this show.
I can and I will.
You cannot leave this show until you fill in for the audience how long your taint is.
I can give an estimate. It's bigger than yours.
You're full of shit. That's full of shit.
I'm not coming back.
And this is Side Stories. We haven't. We'll get back to it. But you need it. You need to try it.
I'm not going to try it.
Just do it while you're sitting. Just do it while you're sitting and try it. You hold one with the end of your finger in the very base of your balls.
The very base of my balls.
It's going to be Side Stories with Henry Zebrowski and Ed Larson.
Fine. All right. I'm doing it right now.
Thank you. Jesus Christ. As if this is in a content house.
3.5, you bitch.
You're full of shit. You're pushing it deeper in your butthole.
3.5.
Well,
I am 6 to 7 inches taller than you are.
Yeah, it is absolutely a fallacy. I am 5'9", according to my last measurements, because I'm getting bigger.
You're 5'7".
I'm wearing thicker shoes. Well, thank you, Marcus Parks, for being here, and you're going to come back?
I'll be here once a month.
Yeah, I'll be here once a month.
Get
the fuck out of here. You're not on the show anymore.
All right, bye.
Bye. Have fun with your tape.
Yeah, I'm going to.
I don't think it's that long.
It's 3.5, and it's going to remain 3.5.
Phantom length.
3.5.
All right, Eddie, you've been sitting there long enough. Really good stuff.
Yeah, it's good.
Really good in there. Really good radio.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's radio because it's visual.
It's a visual bit. Welcome to Side Stories. I'm Henry Zebrowski. I'm sitting here with Ed Larson.
How you doing?
So now you're the permanent here. You're here. You're doing this.
I'm here. I'm doing it. I got nowhere else to go, man. Julie, to quote the great Chris Farley.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, would Julie measure your taint?
She'd do anything I asked.
That's what I'm saying. And so, like, the fact
I don't
that
know
he
if
was
I'm ready to ask her, though.
With afraid that you guys, why are you guys afraid to ask your wife? Well, I asked my wife that day. I went home.
It would definitely have to be post shower.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And that's, you know, now that that's ruined your tape measure.
No, no.
I can't believe Marcus touched that.
Well, I did it above
and
the underwear.
It's a taint measure.
It's okay. A taint measure.
It's a taint measure. Okay?
But I did it over the underwear.
You did it over the underwear. Well, then how do you even know?
Because she was feeling around.
2.5 sounds short.
To 2.75. That extra quarter.
I think Marcus is short.
I think he pushed it in. I think he pushed it in because I measured it from the very end of my balls, the bottom of the slope, to the rim of the hole. And Natalie, who does her funny little joke every single time, because I have no butt cheeks.
Yeah.
So anytime she's below me on the stairs, it's always poking me in my butthole, right?
Yeah, well, I do that to Julie. She does it to me. That's just like a thing. That's something that people do.
But my butthole,
how close your finger can get to the middle.
I can't get to Natalie's butthole. I can.
You guys,
but
your finger's too short?
No, it's just, my butt is shallow.
Yeah.
So it's easy to just, boot.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So she's not afraid to touch my beehole. Yeah, I also don't, because I don't like getting.
You
can
get fucked by a thimble.
I have been. You've got to be careful. You get to sit down in any place at a quilt store.
Also,
because you never know. Because you remember that guy who sat on the artillery shell?
No.
It goes up his butt? Yeah, it was rad.
That's cool.
Well, he fell on an artillery shell.
Hell yeah.
He shoved it up his ass.
Fuck yeah, man. That's a way to go.
Hey, man.
Did he die?
No. They pulled it out.
Good
it was
for him.
They pulled it out. He wasn't a World War II vet. You know what I mean? He was a modern man.
Yeah.
And he did it because I think it's because it was smooth and cylindrical. And I also think it's because it might have been D-Day. And you just are getting in you're trying to get into the mind space. And they should actually work with, I think actually the Steven Spielberg World War II Foundation that works with Tom Hanks should work with a dildo company. And then you have D-Day into Dildo Day.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
All the boomers are dead.
The boomers are not dead.
But mostly dead. I mean, in terms of that version, I mean, well, the greatest generation is definitely dead.
Not all.
So it's like, you can't
really.
There's
a couple of them left. Bob Newhart's still alive.
Jesus Christ.
I know, crazy, right?
Did he see war?
No.
Yeah, so he's not a veteran.
Rickles saw war.
He did. He's dead.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, the guys that are like, I'm not worried about getting any, like, comeuppance from World War II vets from changing D-Day to Dildo Day.
Oh, I mean, I think there'd be a couple people upset.
But again, you know why? Because they're not coming hard enough. And that's why we here at Adam and Eve know it's important to remember our fallen soldiers with these brand new camouflage dildos. You can't even find them. Can't find them in the desert. All right. So we're back in.
What's up with the box cutters? It's a little early for the 9/11 special.
Oh, no. The 9/11 special this year is going to be a riot. This was from opening packages earlier.
Oh, sure.
I opened a bunch of packages.
Yeah, that's what they said.
We're just traveling mailmen. That is all. We just came from Joanne Fabrics. All right. We got a couple of fucked up stories. We got a lot of show today.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Oh, yeah,
it's Valentine's Day.
I forgot.
Happy Valentine. What are you doing? Are you doing anything nice with the lady? You're
going to
measure the rest of your asshole.
The rest of my ass is there to be seen. We are going to a function tonight that's like a goth function. Honestly, it seems really fun. It's like a cool, like burlesque night. But we're going with friends because we wait till after Valentine's Day to do a prime Valentine's Day date.
Fuck yeah.
It's hard to get a reservation.
It is. I'm going to...
of course, you know Cherokee.
Hey, come on. What are we doing here? Getting canceled on my first episode. Actually, what is this? My third or fourth episode?
Yeah, I don't know. Who fucking knows?
So, yeah. I'm going to go see Mexican wrestling.
Really?
Yeah. It's a love-themed lucha wrestling.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm very excited.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
It's gonna be like little cupids and shit, fucking killing each other.
That's great.
Yeah, I got some ringside seats.
Get her all worked up.
I will. Yeah,
she'll watch the men grappling and stuff, and then you get to go grapple.
Oh, I can't wait.
Put the mask on.
Oh, that's actually a great idea.
K Mysterio. You know, and you come in and you from the top. Oh, to the top rope.
Just jump off the dresser.
Yeah.
And try to go straight inside of her.
Full hard. Get full hard. Yeah.
It's also Ash Wednesday today.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Ash Wednesday. So,
oh. Our 9/11 was Ash Tuesday.
Hey, come on.
Really
all
sad.
Right.
really
fucking sad. I love Ash Wednesday. Because it's the only day we brand the Catholics.
Yeah, then we know where they are.
Yeah. You're walking around with your fucking schmutz on your face.
I've seen less ashes each year. I think it's because we're in L.A.
No, yeah, no one believes out here.
No, there's no God here. That's what I like about here.
Yeah, no one believes anymore. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
If you're getting ashes, let us know.
There are people that where you go, yeah, side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. You can get extra ashes and spread them around because that would be kind of fun. Yeah. It's interesting because it depends on where you go in the country. Because certain cities are still very Christian-based.
Yeah.
You know, like you go especially South Carolina, you get in that area, a lot of guys. A lot of whole cities
and
shut down. That drives me nuts when you
Cincinnati's
everybody shuts down.
Very Catholic. I was just there.
Shutting down on a Sunday drives me fucking nuts. That's when I can do stuff.
Yeah, that's the best day of the week to get shit done.
That's when my errands come.
Yeah.
All right, we got a lot of show. Let's get into this. First of all, this is the scariest story that I have seen this week.
Okay.
Have you seen the story of this guy who just fucking bled to death on a plane?
Oh, yeah. The guy who puked a bunch?
Now, this thing.
Lufthansa?
It's a crazy story. Now, apparently he was a victim of what's called a ruptured esophageal varices. Now, this is.
Was he poisoned?
No.
Because it sounds like the poison from like Hateful Eight.
No, this stuff can just happen to you. Isn't that fun?
Isn't that great?
So this is the story. So this took place. It was on a Lufthansa flight.
Yeah.
This was happening 2 days ago. They said flight passengers were left traumatized. Sure.
Yeah, no way.
There's no way. What? When a German man, he coughed up, quote unquote, liters of blood before dying.
How much do we have inside of us?
Let me see how much blood we have.
I can do this. You keep talking.
But you know what's funny is that I was reading in a forum Natalie sent me this story through the registered nurses forum on Reddit. And what they said, and it was interesting, is
we
that
have 5 liters, the average adult.
Yes, 5 liters. Mm-hmm. So this person probably, can you imagine? Like, you can like get rid of like something like if you cough up like 50 milliliters of blood.
Yeah.
It looks like a lot, especially if you're not used to somebody coughing up a bunch of blood. There are people that are really used to people coughing up blood, like my father, or like people that are interested, you know, like are people who like know Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
You know, they're used to some guy just coughing up blood randomly.
Babe Ruth.
Yeah,
you know.
Those some people are not, though, because so you'd see a little bit of blood and you're like, oh, that guy's coughing a lot of blood. I do think if you're coughing
any amount of blood, it's bad. Check your teeth. If your teeth, you don't have a cut in the mouth.
Then it's truly.
Then you gotta really, if you got a cut in the mouth, that's also a problem.
The last time I coughed up blood was when I was smoking cloves.
You coughed up blood in your life?
Yeah.
Even I haven't done that.
We'll get you going.
I mean, whew,
close. Hey, you can treat. Oh, we can get you coughing up blood.
I've shit blood.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I've shit blood.
Yeah.
I've shit blood. I've coughed up blood. I've cried blood.
You've cried blood?
No, I haven't. I wish. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Get people to leave me alone.
Exactly. Or they'll start coming around because they think you're Mary.
Yeah. And, you know, because look at me. Same body.
Yeah.
Like it's got the same tit
size.
That's
how we know she didn't get laid.
So this guy, Martin Misfelder, he's 53 from Zurich, Switzerland. This is this guy. He said next. He was next to the man who has been unidentified. Who's not identified. The man, 63. The original dude. He boarded the Lufthansa flight. It was from Bangkok to Munich. So it's one of those where people kind of. But they were kind of worried to begin with because he was visibly ill at the Bangkok airport.
It's very nice of them to still let him on the plane.
No, it's not.
I mean, I think so. I mean, they're just like, let's get this guy home.
No, opposite. He goes to a fucking hospital.
Not in Bangkok. Are there hospitals good in Bangkok?
I'm sure
they're fine.
One night in Bangkok, I was coughing up blood now. Like, it's a great song. But Martin Misfelder was the guy sitting next to him. He was from Zurich. And he said, it was an absolute horror. Everyone was screaming. And apparently the man's wife, they told the crew, this is why I'm saying there's a little bit of misinformation here, is that he wasn't feeling good. And the wife said, well, you know, he's not feeling good because he was forced to run to catch the flight.
Nah.
I'm starting to think, because like, unless you're in a wheelchair, right? Because one of my favorite modes of transportation in the airport, the golf cart.
Yes. Oh, that's always fun.
That's key.
I don't think they have those in Bangkok, though.
No. Yeah, of course they do. They probably got self-driving robot cars.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Bangkok airport's probably one of the most high-tech airports in the world.
Really?
I imagine. It's, you know, it's an intense city. But they went and they said that he was sick from running. This is my thing. If you can't get to your flight, you shouldn't be on it. That's my feeling. I just feel like you should be not traveling that day if you can't get it, you know, yeah. If you can't get into the flight. And the, because he was sitting there and he was going, which is like not a good noise. And then the flight attendant went up to him and was like, and just did the standard, you okay? Because German air flight, right? Being like, you're nine and Schneiden. And he was like, you know, probably went like, yeah. You know, like,
that's kinda, what I would have done.
Of course, because you're trying to get to your location.
Yeah.
You want the trip to be over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't feel good. But I'm saying, I'm speaking as the man from Zurich that was next to him.
Yeah.
Saying like, please, you don't go on the plane, please. Because guess what happens? You still ground the flight.
Yeah.
Because you bleed to death mid-flight out of your fucking face. So he was dying.
But where'd they ground?
They somewhere probably, in between.
What, like what? Baghdad?
Cool.
You know, like there's not many places to ground in between.
I'm sure, yeah, there's a lot of places.
What are you talking about?
A lot of places to go.
Oh, we're going
to
stop off in Sudan.
Yeah, that's fun to do. Man, see another country, get another magnet. That's what I would do. They asked if he was fine, and then he said he was fine, but then eventually the woman came forward and was like, actually, do you think that we might need some urgent help? Because they asked a little bit of like, he kind of passed out a little bit. And then he got back up. A 30-year-old Polish medic, he showed up, and the first thing he did was check his feet. And then he took his pulse, and then before he indicated he seemed to be fine.
That guy has seen something before. If he's going straight for the feet, he's like, I'm just going to make sure it's not this.
I'm joking. He was a Polish, because he was saying he was a Polish.
Oh, okay, okay.
All right. And they gave him, and then they thought, be like, you know what this guy needs? To relax. So we'll give him some chamomile tea. But then he kept like, by that point they said he was already just kind of spitting blood into a bag. So they gave him like one of the little, like, you know, like little throw up doggy bags.
Yeah.
And he started just hawking up blood.
A liter.
No.
This is multiple liters that he's puked up.
Yeah. And so bloods are coming in. They were like, you know, cause like they're watching him, he's spitting up blood. They're like, oh, this is not. And then as he is, like, they're like, maybe we should. He starts, and I mean, like, apparently it was pretty bad because he started guttural screaming.
Yeah.
Guttural screaming, doing one of my favorite moves ever in comedy. Cause it's like, we always talk about this, how like coming is not as funny as farting, is not as funny as shitting, which is not as funny as vomiting. I think vomiting is my number one funniest.
Always the best.
That is my favorite bodily function in terms of comedy.
Well, because it's emotional.
Yes, absolutely. And your body locks and there's nothing. Because, you know, when you throw up and you're like, and it just like shoots out of you like a fire hose.
So you think a pee is less funny than a fart?
Yes.
Okay, I can go with that.
I think piss is less funny than a fart.
And you think shit's funnier than fart?
I think shit.
I think fart could be funnier than shit.
I am kind of over fart. More so towards just full-on shitting pants or left turd.
Yeah.
A turd that is left. But vomiting is my favorite. And so when he was there, he started doing the... Because he's trying to be like... And then as he's yelling and shit, blood and blood is just flying out of his mouth and his nose and his ears. He's bad, dude. Because apparently these are enlarged veins in your esophagus that can rupture.
Think it was a middle seat?
Had to have been. Had to have been like, you take the armrests, you know. He said that he died. He was went unconscious at least.
Yeah.
And then he died in a puddle of his own belly blood. It
did
was
they
very
find
very bad.
Out what
it,
did he eat a bunch of bugs?
No.
What happened?
They said that it can happen from cirrhosis of the liver. That is a sign of cirrhosis of the liver. Is that you get these enlarged veins in your esophagus.
So he partied too hard on vacation.
I don't know. Or they also said it could be naturally occurring enlarged and gorged veins in your esophagus. And then it could just have been the pressure of flying that could have popped them.
Damn.
And they also, like, and several people in this nurse subreddit were like, this is pretty gnarly in a hospital. Like, they've seen it happen in a hospital.
It happens.
Where, like, but on a plane,
yeah,
it's, like, extra gnarly. Because... you're also watching, like I was watching the last time, all the master classes on tasting wine.
Yeah.
And that's going to ruin it. You've seen that? His name's like Marty Suckley.
He's just spitting out wine the whole time?
He's such an asshole. He's so full of fucking shit. His name's like Martin Suckling. He just smells wine, says shit.
Yeah.
He'd say anything. Yeah, he didn't teach you anything.
I don't believe any of that stuff.
I could see how you say, you like, yeah, there's bullshit. James Suckling. Look at this James piece of Suckling. Shit. He's some, I don't know how he has a job. I don't know what this guy does for a living. He literally just drinks wine and he sits and he looks like a Steve Martin stuntman.
Yeah, Suckling is a horrible name for a sommelier.
But I guess it's also good if that's what he does all day. Look at him. He's just him holding, he's got like a stupid little jacket on. And he's got his bottle of wine. He's like, and this next middle here, what you have is a sampling. Like, I'm getting some smell here. I'm getting a whiff of tennis balls. I'm getting a whiff of, I'm getting a whiff of, I think that's some kind of wooden. And you're like, shut up. You're saying, you're smelling wine. So now I do this bit with Natalie each time where I pour a glass and I test it. I go, I'm getting wine. It's like a wine smell. She loves it. She loves the bit. But this guy's
Jerry
dead.
Slurpler.
Jerry Slurpler's a good name.
That's a good name for
That's
a Somali.
I like. Yeah. I like him. Timothy Suckin. I like that guy. No, so this guy died bad.
It is tough, man. I feel bad for him. I feel bad for everybody.
Yes, of course.
I will say, though, I think that now that this has happened, if it happens again, I think it'd be better if everyone on the plane kind of like played it a little cooler. You know, like, I think, like, it's a
Whoa,
little. Yeah. Because,
no,
I mean, if I'm throwing up blood,
over
the
it.
Last thing I need is, like, everyone around me screaming and running in circles. I need a little emotional support.
I don't think you can stop it. I don't think I'm going to have a. I don't go, like, well, we better do something about this. I will, or, you know, I'd be throwing a cork at him.
Yeah, exactly. Jam some towels down his throat. Something. Put a Band-Aid on his mouth.
I think that he was long dead.
Yeah.
I think that once you're doing that process, sidestoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. At what point does throwing up 2 liters of blood kill you? When is it too late?
Yeah. I'm trying not to be insensitive. I'm legitimately morbidly curious.
See? He's trying not to be.
Do you think he shit a bunch of blood too?
Might have. I think he might have shat some shit.
Shat some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that it's very possible that he also defecated, especially when he died, unfortunately. Because a lot of times if you haven't freshly shit, you'll shit your pants immediately.
Yeah.
Which is there for all of us. One last joke.
One last dookie jokes.
Right from your grave.
That's a really fucked up story. I got some updates, actually. I want to talk about
updates?
Real quick. Did we talk about last week? I talked about the Keo boys with you.
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, I got more details on what the Keo boys are. And these guys, like, I have a lot of emails from people that are like, take this seriously. Because I said it was a boomer.
They're stealing cars.
Yeah, I thought it was a boomer fear. Like, I thought they were blowing it up. And I got a lot of normal emails that were like, no, this is, it's a lot. And it's happening a lot. And so this is the total context of it is that it was quote unquote the Kia Challenge, which challenged teenagers to steal Kias and Hyundais manufactured between 2011 and 2021.
Okay.
Because during those years, the cars were manufactured without what they called an immobilizer device, which requires an electronic fob to make the car start, thus making Kias and Hyundais easier to steal. So apparently there was a big class action lawsuit.
So it's like cars from our entire childhood.
Yes. Well, those Kias and Hyundais, because I also had an Elantra. I had a Hyundai Elantra.
Yeah.
Champagne.
I had a Kia Sportage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for a little while.
Yeah, I could see.
Yeah.
We'll find out a bunch of people also got arrested. But apparently it's just still going. And I did not know that it was still going. And it's apparently a thing. And we're supposed to scare these kids.
What are we supposed to scare? They know that they can do it. How are we supposed to scare them?
I think that, I feel like we got to go to elementary schools.
Get the club.
I think that we need round of kids.
We know how to fix this.
We're scared straight.
Get the club.
I feel like we need to get back to scared straight. Send them to schools.
Yeah.
Scared straight. I don't know if it worked. I don't know what the statistics are on scared straight, but it's fun to see.
We get some fake mustard gas that comes out of the vents.
What if we fake them out? Yeah.
The door's locked.
Yeah, they die inside.
Yellow gas starts coming in.
Yes.
Yeah, they'd be like, thank you for your service.
Exactly. And then now we know not to steal Kias anymore because sometimes they're filled with mustard gas.
You know, I hear that's happening.
What?
that they're filling the Kias for mustard gas.
Yeah, I've heard that. That's happening too, Eddie.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, you better be careful,
if
children.
If you're out there stealing Kias, you're going to get gas.
Sometimes you get mustard gas, and guess what you become? You become a haunted mannequin from World War I.
Yeah, and sometimes if they...
You become a haunted-eyed man from Denmark.
Yeah, if the fingerprints don't match on the steering wheel, it just sets fire.
Yeah, what it does is it tells everybody that you kissed Susie Hernandez.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you got to be careful. And you go, girls are great.
Exactly.
I guess they don't feel like that anymore.
If you get caught stealing a Kia, you got to go to North Korea.
That would be fun.
That should be the punishment.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because they could really, I feel like in the end, you know what North Korea could use? Some childlike laughter.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe
and
in the
car
end.
Car thieves.
Yeah, like maybe North Korea, we're expecting it to save those kids, but maybe in the end, those kids will save North Korea.
Amen.
You know, because they'll go in there, they'll have an American sense of freedom. Teach all of them. Maybe all Kim Jong-un needs to do is laugh.
Yeah.
Hang out. I mean, I guess he did with Dennis Rodman, but I think that...
He loves having a good time.
But I feel like there's
too
somebody...
Too much so. Like when he blew up his uncle?
Yeah.
In front of everybody?
Yeah, that was cool.
That was kind
of
fun.
He did a lot of fucked up shit. Man.
Yeah, you know,
we really do need a... He needs a comedian in there. We need to get a comedian in there.
Mm-hmm.
Flip him.
Yeah. No, so get the club. If you got a Kia, get the club.
I don't know.
The club has worked our entire childhood.
I guess it does.
Yeah. This is how cars were.
Yes.
My Buick, I put the key in, I turn it, and I move.
Well, what are you? What am I, from the Stone Age? No, yeah, the club still works. Yeah, I guess
still
we
works.
Should. Can we get advertising from the club?
Absolutely.
I feel like that would be great for us. I feel like that's actually really, that would, I think a lot of our, I think our constituency is a big club constituency.
Yeah, get the fucking club.
I miss the club. And it's also cool because you can pull it off and beat somebody even if you're getting carjacked.
It's very powerful.
I also got a lot of emails about cannabis-induced psychosis.
Oh, really?
It really does happen.
It does happen.
I've heard a lot of people talk about this. It does seem to come out more so if you've had some traits that are similar to bipolar disorder or schizophrenia. It does seem to react on those. But one story of like his normal girlfriend, she smokes weed. They go to have one last drink in the hotel. They're hanging out and she never smokes weed. She hit a couple of puffs of it. She went upstairs. She literally, like, he goes upstairs. He's locked him out of the room. She has climbed down a drainage pipe down to the street where she jumps over 2 9-foot fences, ends up on the highway, calling the police on herself. I mean, it's a lot. So I do understand.
That's impressive.
But fugues,
I will say that.
It is impressive. I still find fugue states to be fascinating
because
this that idea that you can just clip, but I still don't know why. Well, I mean, I kind of know why the lady, the that was, got freed, basically only got something like 4 years for 108 stabbings of her ex-boyfriend and her dog.
Yeah.
Was, and the reason why that guy that was sleepwalking who killed his girlfriend, and he got the book thrown at him. It seems mostly because that the sleepwalking dude, was black. And it seems to be slightly racially
motivated.
She got
probation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So she got off completely.
Yeah.
But I will say it makes a lot more sense to me now, but I still don't know how you prove some of these in a fugue state. Like, you just like, what is the actual way to prove that you don't know what it is that what you're doing at the time?
But if you did crack, it wouldn't matter. Why does it matter for this?
Because I think it depends on whether or not you got the key is fugue state. That's what we're all searching for, Eddie.
If you get really drunk and kill somebody, you go to prison.
This is what I brought up the last time. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would love to actually have more people email me about that legal process of how someone actually proves that you're in a fugue state and why is it not legal for you to murder somebody when you're sleepwalking, but legal to do it if you're in a drug-induced fugue state?
Yeah, if anything, sleepwalking
is more innocent.
Is
but
more
again,
innocent.
That the main problem with that trial was how do you prove that the man was sleepwalking. Like, how
impossible.
Do you, it's hard because they do certain things. I know what was interesting is that I was watching,
you mean like a doggy camera or something.
Yes. There was a story I was just listening to on Dreading that was talking about how they knew a guy, they absolved him of murder by his Fitbit. But his Fitbit.
Man, those things save lives.
They do. The Fitbit showed that during the time period that when the murder was happening, it was on his body and he was sleeping. And so they know that he did not move because it measures your movement. So they pulled all the files and they could see that he was dead and asleep, quote unquote. Like, you know, they could track that he wore it to bed, like within the house. He lay down in bed and then like 6-7 hours later woke up and left. But I think it could conversely do the same.
Yeah.
If you are asleep, if it shows that your body is in a form of sleep and then you get up and you do a frenetic series of actions, I don't know whether or not that then counts.
Yeah. Or you call your buddy up. You're like, come over, take a nap. I'm going to throw this Fitbit on
you. Bro.
And then I'm going to go fucking murder somebody.
It's me. I am the Rip Van Winkle killer.
Exactly.
Yeah. But now you've taught them how to get away with murder. Good work, guys.
I'm poking holes.
It's all about, we want to help everyone here. And again, I don't think every murder is, it's not that I'm saying every murder is bad. I think every murder is bad.
What are you going to say here?
It's just that sometimes,
your opinion?
Sometimes you just that, sometimes you really got to figure out a way out of a situation. Sometimes you really got to think about, maybe it's me or you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got to go do a podcast every day, okay? People wait for me every day.
Yeah.
Just come and talk.
Yeah.
I can't let things get in my way.
Exactly. A little street justice has to come in there.
Sometimes you have to do it. Also, speaking of street justice, we have an interview. So we did a story of someone talking about how they were approached and saved from an attack from a man dressed in full tactical gear with a devil headpiece on and a motorized longboard. And it looks like we might have been reached out to by this caped crusader. Goes by the name of Devil.
There's a satanic superhero?
He is a devil-themed skateboarding guy. I mean, again, some call him Avenger. Some call him Justice. Some call him Vigilante, even though he doesn't like it. But we might be having an ongoing conversation with somebody that is behind
call
the mask.
The Grinder. Because that's a skateboarding term.
Yeah, that would be fun, too. Yeah. That would be fun. And then all he does is he's like, all I do is beat up racists and suck dick.
I'm the Grinder.
I'm the Grinder. I think it'll be fun. That's a fun guy. All right, next story.
Let's hear it, man.
There we go. This story, this got sent in a lot, and I think that we have to do it. I'm going to send you this.
I got a bunch of stories pulled up. Just tell me which one it is.
You can't read.
All right, you're right.
Let me send this to
but
you.
I can look at pictures and shit.
No, here we go. This story is got sent to me a bunch of times. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Noisy fish.
Oh, in Tampa.
So now,
can we hear it?
Yes. I sent him the audio file. Now, they're saying that apparently, this is like in a realm, this is very neatly in the realm of side stories.
Mm-hmm.
These in Tampa Bay, Florida. So as far as I'm concerned, we love our Tampa Bay audience, but you get whatever you deserve.
Whoa.
All right. No, they are scrambling to explain these rolling bass tones that have been keeping people up. Now, there's been a lot of theories. People were talking about there was some kind of military base doing operations, that they thought maybe there was some underground code violating nightclub, or some people, of course, jumped to aliens. But they realize now what they're doing here, it's that it's actually fish fucking.
You think it's people fucking fish?
So they put it down here. No, I wish.
Okay.
It's fish fucking fish.
Oh, okay.
But I do wish it was people fucking fish. That's a better story. So this is a story. So the James Locasio of the Marine Laboratory and Aquarium in Sarasota, mm-hmm. he installed marine microphones in the area to confirm his theory. This is coming from, these are mating noises emitted by the aptly named black drum fish.
Okay.
So these are just horny fish. They're big fish.
Are they invasive?
I don't think so.
No, they're in the ocean. They can't really be invasive, I guess.
I have no idea. They say here, so they said it was these pieces. We have the noise. This noise kept people awake for weeks. And that's fish coming.
I mean, what are people complaining about? It's Florida. There's all kinds of frogs and crickets and bugs and shit.
Apparently, this was very loud. And it would vibrate throughout their homes, like the Havana Syndrome weapon.
What, has this never happened before?
I have no idea. Apparently not.
This had to have happened. Did you call your parents?
They don't know. They go, they're fucking in an ambient fugue state. They do that every night before they go to sleep. This is, it's interesting. I don't know why I kept people up, because also it just feels like, again, it is Tampa. And then when we stayed in Tampa for the Page 7 show, I was in Ybor. That shit goes all night.
Yeah, it goes all night.
And it's horrible music. Yeah. And it's all just, and then the roosters. The goddamn rooster.
Why did they crow at night?
I don't know. They kept
wait for the sun, you stupid cock.
Again, love Tampa. But these guys are like, they're used to noise. I don't know why, but this story came in like five times.
I think it's like five people complaining.
I know, but
they're idiots.
Well, I think it's fun that it is cool. Like, you could sample that.
Yeah.
Like, you could put that into
it. Yeah.
But I also wonder, if you use that sample, does it make a bunch of other fish all super horny? Is it like if we, like, you remember how Rob Zombie put the,
put
sex noises in the songs?
Yeah, the remix for More Human Than Human.
Yeah, it's Jenna Jameson, I think it was.
Oh, cool.
Or was it the other one?
I think it's Sherry Moon.
No, Sherry Moon was only a dancer for a short period of time.
Oh, okay. But she was on the cover, though, wasn't she?
Yes, but there was also, what's her name, from Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
I don't know.
That porn star as well.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying things.
You are saying that.
But I feel like it might get people all riled up. It might get fish riled up.
I think this is a good thing. With all the red tide that comes in through the Gulf, these fish need help. You know, let's get more of them. Are these things, can we eat these things?
Yeah, of course, I think.
I've never had it.
That's what you said.
I've eaten lots of fish. I never had a drum fish
apparently
before.
Right here, they could really do, like, their mating season, the black drum fish. Their sounds, their cum noises, can hit up to 165 water decibels. He said, when produced en masse, the sounds are conducted through the ground and become audible on land.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, it might be a sign of something with climate change, because it legitimately, like, our oceans are getting closer up to the surface.
Yeah. All right. So here's what you're going to do. You want to rinse the black drum fillets with and pat them down dry with a paper towel.
Yeah, dude.
And then season both sides with a generous amount of salt and pepper, whatever you want to do. I like Chef Paul, you know, a magic spice.
I've been
like
using that magic spice a lot. Good, Jackie got me that magic spice. I also like, and the Bon Appetit is a good fish.
Heat it in a skillet on medium and add 2 tablespoons of olive oil and you eat these fucking things 5 minutes on each side.
What is with chefs adding olive oil after the fact? Don't you want to cook in the olive oil? Up top, especially with fish.
Well, no, you put the oil in before the fish.
Yeah, and then you cook it on one side. But then you probably also just add butter to that, and then you also squirt a lemon and some capers on the top of that. It also probably be pretty fucking good
probably
too.
Pretty great.
Honestly, you toss
why
it
are
in
they
the
not
oven,
eating this
grill
shit?
That. What kind of does it taste? What kind of how does that taste?
Is black drum a good eating fish? They are bottom feeders whose diet include mussels, crabs, oysters, and clams, just like us.
That's me.
This diet results in a sweeter meat that flakes right off the bones. Black drum is ideal for using in soups, chowders, and curries.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Fillets and whole fish. This is a good thing.
Yeah, we should be hunting them out of existence then.
Yeah, let them fuck.
Make more of them.
Yeah,
we're not trying to stop. Well, they're not trying to stop them from fucking. They're not going down there and shutting down the party. They're not like hitting it with the broom on the bottom floor saying, everybody stop fucking. They're just saying people are like, it was more that it was a
mystery. These old fucks, man, they just complain too goddamn much.
Well, it was a mystery. You actually be surprised how many and how often complaints come from the young fucks, because they are also, because Tampa's a fairly young city.
It's old.
When's the last time you went there? It's fairly young.
I was there last year with you.
It's fairly young. They're still old people, but they're around there.
Look at this
her.
Lady complaining.
She is.
Look at this lady.
She just wishes she was getting fucked like that by her fucking husband.
She looks like a seahorse that was left out in the fucking
She's
beach.
Fine.
She launched a GoFundMe.
She launched a GoFundMe to
for
stop
what?
The fish?
To try to find out what the fish sound was.
This is just like, this is a Florida thing. This is the thing. They got too much time. They have too much time on their fucking hands.
She must be new to town. Is this ain't a new noise?
I mean, yeah, she might be. Yeah, she could be a MAGA transplant.
Yeah, this is a new person. This is like the people that come down there from COVID. It's like, yeah, you moved from Northern California.
Because there's no animal life.
There's nothing there. You know, no black drum fish.
That's very possible.
And you're going to see all kinds of weird shit in Florida.
See, I still think that
these cookie frogs.
People are just mad. Right? They're just mad. It's Florida. They're angry. They
just
don't like
for
anything.
Shit to complain
they
about.
They hate everything. The sound of pleasure from the ocean. What if they heard the ding, 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 which all they hear if you drive an hour and a half fucking east.
Yeah.
That's all you hear. Under the sea. Like,
yeah.
That's fish noise.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Fish noise.
The also, ultimate fish noise.
Trying to make them fuck.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of that whole
well,
fucking song.
That's Kiss the Girl.
But still,
that's
get,
Kiss the Girl.
That's still
the
getting in the mood. Don't be shy. You know you'll die in a dry. But still, at the same time, those guys are, they're still trying to get you horny at that song, too.
You think so? Under the sea? No, he's just trying to get her not to leave home. He's trying to tell her how good it is there.
But look at how
and she's
old,
like, no, I want to be part of their world.
You don't think that all the fish in there were not fucking each other?
Of course they were.
But I feel like it's the same song.
Well, who's she fucking?
It's
her
the
dad?
Same shape. Well, she doesn't have a pussy.
There's only like one merman and they cut him out of the movie.
Yes,
Melvin.
He doesn't have a pussy and he doesn't have a dick. She squirts eggs into a pile, and then he comes and squirts his cum on top of the eggs. They never fuck.
I know.
She was
but
wanting
these
legs.
Fish fuck.
But she wants legs so that she can be made love to properly once, because fish don't have clits.
Yeah. Well, you don't know that.
I do know that.
Yeah? I bet it sounds like the black drum fish has big clit.
Ding, 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 ding. Fish clitoris.
Fish clitoris. Let's see it.
Animal clitoris. It doesn't say anything.
Oh, yeah. Most fish have genitals, all right, which is a fleshy tube.
They don't have sex. They need penises or vaginas.
So then if they don't have sex, then how do we explain what the fuck we've been talking about
they're
for 10
minutes?
They're
squirting eggs out, and that's the soundtrack. All right, they're putting on music. It's like Portishead.
Yeah. Oh, I hate Portishead.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to get shit for it, but that is stupid.
But you know what I mean, that it's like sexy, though.
Yeah,
because
it's definitely
heroin
sexy.
Music. It's
yeah,
heroin
yeah,
music.
Yeah.
It's choke each other while you fuck. Music.
Yeah, it's sexy, like regret sexy music.
With all stuff where you're like, you're with a woman, you can barely see her because you're blind from ecstasy and you're both in the club and then you go and she bloodlets you and then it's, you thought it was Angelina Jolie, but you get home and her name's like Bamalina Jolie. And
the worst.
Not good, you know?
But you choose Portishead because is that or Tori Amos?
Oh, yeah. Well, Tori Amos just makes everybody cry. I don't think anybody's fucked while Tori Amos plays.
I know, man.
I don't think you're supposed to. I think it's actually supposed to be sex assault awareness music.
Yeah. If you do have sex, you got to have it in the butt and you call it Tori Anus.
Where's Marcus? Refused to be
you
on the show.
You got me now.
He's fucking me.
Yeah.
He refused to be on the fucking show.
I tore my anus. Tori Anus music.
Absolutely unbelievable.
Live from your grave.
I want to talk about this one story real quick because we got how much time we got left?
Who cares? Just tell it.
All right. This is a weird story. This is just
you didn't want to talk about the guy who eats chicken raw?
I would, but I want to talk about this mystery first.
All right.
And get some other sources on it and talk about. I do honestly, but there's no wrong answers here.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
So the reason why the fish noise story was a big deal in Tampa was because it was a mystery. And why the story of when we were talking about the three gentlemen who died in Kansas City, now we know for a fact that they died of a fentanyl overdose and then the mystery is now gone. But there's a new mystery that I do find very interesting.
If that's the reveal on the new True Detective, I'm going to be so pissed.
Well, the last episode was good.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's heating up.
It's great.
Yeah, I love the last new episode. That was great. All right, now, this was interesting. Now, this is in the great state of Missouri. This guy, a fire captain, Robert Douse. Now, this guy is
great
either.
Name for a fireman,
yes,
right?
Douse.
Like, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. This is my buddy, Ronnie Hosewater, which is like, honestly beautiful. That's a great name. But he's, this guy's either the most unlucky man to ever live,
mm-hmm.
or he's a murderer.
Okay.
We'll find out. So this guy, and I'm not going to, this again, it's all a legend, but this mystery is starting to kind of come to light. Fire Captain Robert Douse was being pulled into this kind of another mysterious death. So I guess this was several years ago. His previous fiance, Grace Holland, shot herself in front of him.
Okay.
And he reported it and it was this big deal. And they said he committed suicide in front of me and it was really, really rough. Now this was that happened in July of 2020. Cut to this year, February of 2024. His new girlfriend, Dr. Sarah Sweeney, was also found dead. Douse's apartment on January 13th, and her death is now being treated as suspicious pending autopsy results, even though there's been no signs of trauma yet on the body.
We don't know how she died?
No. So right now what they're doing is that, again, one intense, wrongful death in front of you. Everybody's like, I'll buy it. Right? A lot of people are like, of course.
Yeah.
Why would you lie about somebody committing suicide? That's always like the most audacious lie.
Did she leave a note?
No.
Okay, that's fishy.
But this is one of those stories. But a lot of, you know, actually, note is more rare than you think.
Really?
In terms of suicides, yes. And it's interesting because...
Why even do it?
Because you're sad. And also, suicidality is very different than depression. It's this whole other realm of stuff. And a lot of people talk about how, like, it's something else. Because I was reading a very interesting thing about suicide, about how technically it takes a homicidal inclination. Because you still have to kill yourself.
Yeah.
So you have to commit an act of violence. So it's already somebody that, not that you would be predilected to commit an act of violence, but it shows that you were more capable of an act of violence than you thought you were. And because technically you're killing the entire world.
Whoa.
Because
you're killing yourself. Oh, okay.
It's not metal. It's sad, but it's also fucking cool.
I understand where you're coming
from. In a terminology
of it. I get it. Oddly enough, I get it.
It's fucking dark, dude. All right. So St. Louis County Police, they found a new probe. Now they're going into realizing, so she died. So they are now, like, obviously looking into this. They're saying, but they don't say why they believe this new case is suspicious. So originally, the first case was ruled a suicide by the medical examiner's office long before we became involved. At the conclusion of our investigation, as with every other death investigation, we never made a determination of the manner of death. The ruling is solely the responsibility of the medical examiner. At this point, the case is still classified as suspicious death and it remains active. So
what do we know about the dude other than he's a fireman?
We know that he's a fireman. We know that Dr. Sarah Sweeney was also in the middle of a lawsuit, which is interesting because Sweeney was trying to talk about her former employer. So this is what's really interesting. So Dr. Sweeney, the latest death, she was like in this lawsuit. She was like dealing with all this stuff. She moved out of her house. So she jokingly or seriously texted to her friend in the days before she died, I have to move in with my boyfriend, the quote unquote murderer, which has been scary at times. So this idea of him killing his previous girlfriend.
That's a lot right there.
Which is like, that's a lot of people saying like, so why would you move in with somebody that you thought was a murderer? And obviously there are, we talk about all the time why people stay in abusive situations because it's extremely difficult to get out. Getting out. It's actually the hardest part.
Yeah, because you're terrified.
And also that is when largely the highest violence happens, is the moment that you leave. So you could see maybe she was afraid, but we don't know. That's the only evidence we have saying that she might have afraid. Because in November of that year, she had originally, the Dr. Sweeney, she filed suit against Dr. Franklin Harry and the Best Foot Forward Clinic where she worked, claiming sexual harassment, gender and disability discrimination and retaliation. They've also filed a counterclaim. According to Sweeney, so now Sweeney believes that Douse was abusive and he was suspected of murdering a previous girlfriend, which is the authorities had not said. That sounds like the dude's telling her. No, the dude does not have a record. So we will see. But it's looking like now that one case got popped open. Now the other case is going to get popped open and there's like a massive microscope on this dude. And we're going to find out, obviously it's all alleged. We have no idea, but who knows?
Is he still a fireman or do they tell him to take some leave?
I believe he is still a fireman.
Interesting.
It's one of those. You got to be careful.
He definitely shouldn't have another girlfriend.
I mean, just take a break. There's a couple of these. Fire chief, yeah, he's a picture of him outside of his home where he was on the phone. But in the span of 3.5 years, two women have been dead in the presence of Captain Robert Douse. So I don't think he's like, because, yeah, turbulent relationship. And apparently they had moved in and out. She had moved in and out of the home several times.
That's not good.
And then apparently the previous girlfriend was allegedly pregnant with Douse's child weeks before her death.
Everything you say doesn't look good for this guy.
Oh, yes.
That I will say.
Yes.
And every time you mention another detail about this man,
he said that she had a quote-unquote miscarriage, and so she was sad about the miscarriage before that she passed. This is Holland, his first girlfriend. He's trying to get his suit thrown out. He's trying to get... all these people are coming... He said he was never named a suspect or hit with charges, but Holland's family claims that he played a role in her death. So they are really, they're working hard.
If she was jokingly calling him a murderer and she ended up dead very soon after that, That's weird.
Because Dowse seems to also set up saying he spoke with her twin sister. This was his first girlfriend's twin sister. And saying that apparently she was found crying and holding a gun. But we don't know whether or not that's lip service. Because that just came from the mouth of Robert Dowse.
Okay.
And they later on, he met his new girlfriend on a dating site, which just happens. Just now they're coming for him. So we'll see what will happen. We'll see what happened. Because right now, he's still operating. He's still the fire captain.
Man, I guess, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, it's, you know, he could be very unlucky. That's the thing.
He could be very unlucky.
This is something that never happens, but it has to happen sometimes.
And then maybe the two separate. Maybe he's an asshole and incredibly unlucky.
Yeah, which come hand in hand.
Oh, it does seem to.
Yeah, because it's not like a very great guy, you know. His first wife committed suicide, you know.
But you can't blame that on somebody either.
No, you can't.
Because again, everybody makes those choices for themselves.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, that's unless you are the story that we covered a little bit on Side Stories. Have you heard the story of Michelle Carter?
Okay, who's this?
This is like, it's very interesting. She's a weird looking girl, and she is, she basically got convicted. Was this kind of connected to the Jennifer Crumbly case that we talked about last week, about like she used texts?
Oh, I know this.
Yes, you know where my eyebrows and her forehead.
Yeah.
But the story is that she convinced her boyfriend to commit suicide, or quote unquote believe. Or yes,
she very much did. Very dead.
She got into his head. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was an egregious example. It's very difficult to pin the actions of somebody else.
Did she
else
get in trouble?
Yeah, she went to jail.
She went to jail?
I believe she received, what was her, what did she get in jail? I think that she got.
Seems like it's a gray area.
Oh, it's extremely gray area. But we saw with that case and with the Jennifer Crumbly case, the idea of extreme lack of accountability.
Yeah.
All right, so she's out. She served 12 months in jail. She served a year in jail.
Okay.
And so good bit, the idea of extreme accessory to the fact, or like this idea that your negligence or your active seeking of some bad result.
We don't know how to call you a murderer, but you're a murderer.
You're as close to it as it can get. Like, same thing with Jennifer Crumbly. It was like the idea of you buy a gun for your kid who says that he sees demons, who is drawing dead bodies and bullets and guns in his class that he's purposely leaving out for his teachers to find. And he's saying, find me a therapist. I want to kill people. And he's telling other people he wants to kill people. And he's basically screaming for help. And then you're laughing it off and saying, just don't get caught the next time. When he was found Googling for bullets, Googling how to buy bullets at a school computer center.
He was trying to get caught.
He was trying to get caught. And so at that point, there's so many red flags that if you are just basically not a parent and you have added to the death of four people. And that's what the court proved. And Ethan Crumbly, this dude is like, again, I don't feel sympathy for anybody that kills anybody in this manner and does something like this. But this kid was absolutely fucked by family in the system as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, this is a fun way to end.
Yeah.
This whole week, I'm getting just so much bad stuff for this.
There were
this
no
series.
Cute stories. I mean, the cutest story we had was the guy puking.
That's not cute. Well, the guy that was arrested
and the fish,
for driving.
The fish were cute.
But the guy driving his car into the ocean, and then when they pulled him out, they were like, well, it's not my fault the truck don't surf. That was dumb. He's got a misdemeanor. And if you look at his mugshot.
Oh, he had a great time.
This guy is a fucking problem.
Yeah.
His name is guy.
Not my fault. The truck don't.
Jason Bruskowitz.
It's not his fault.
Yeah, he is. No, it's not his fault, but he's also a pain in the ass. I could tell this guy is a
New Smyrna Beach. That's
problem.
The shark attack capital of the world.
Yeah, I think it's the asshole.
Maybe that's what it was. He was trying to vehicular manslaughter a Mako.
I need to run over these sharks. But he was definitely intoxicated.
No way.
Yeah, I know. And he looks
son.
Like it.
He's
definitely a Florida man.
He made his choices.
And it's entirely. Yeah, life didn't happen to him. He happened to life.
Yeah. I'm going to go kill these fish.
I'm going to go kill the ocean.
Because it's actually New Smyrna Beach ain't far from Tampa.
Oh, wow. They're all kind of the same problems, aren't they?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Let's get into some listener emails.
I love these.
All right, I got two good ones.
All right, let's hear it.
I got some feedback about the South End Chungus. This South End Essex, it's a UK cryptid.
Yeah.
Not a lot of support.
The Chungus is not among us.
People were making fun of the Chungus and they don't think that the Chungus is real. But I believe in all of you that said that they do believe in the Chungus, because that's my job. I am a cryptid
apologist.
I'm acceptance. I'm an acceptance leader for the cryptid community. So here's another UK cryptid. This person wrote about the story. It's called the Hairy Hands of Dartmoor. I live in the English county of Devon, which is on the very southwest tail of the UK. Devon is stereotypically known for farmers, rural country living, etc. Dartmoor is a barren, bleak, and a rugged national park in Devon, covered in rocky tors, sprinkled with quaint English chocolate box villages, Dartmoor ponies, forests, hiking trails, and castles. The heart of the moor is remote, no real towns or amenities for miles and miles, and that is right where the tiny hamlet village of Post Bridge, the home of the Hairy Hands, is. The bleak and eerie nature of Dartmoor has led to many legends, but the most famous is the Hairy Hands ghost. Legend goes that if you drive through and around Post Bridge at night, you are risking the pair of large, disembodied hairy hands appearing suddenly and taking control of the car, steering wheel, or handlebars of motorcycles and veering you off the road violently. Now, I have heard about this.
You have heard about this?
Yes. It is not
its calling card is Gucci, Gucci,
Gucci, Gucci, Gucci, Gucci. I you know, Lord Wayne tickled. Now, it's not usual for vehicles to jolt and swerve in the area. There are many instances dating back to the 1910s where people have reported not being able to control their vehicle on a particular remote stretch of moorland road, some even swearing to have seen the beastly hairy hands themselves. In 1921, the Dartmoor prison medical officer was killed when he lost control of his motorcycle, although his children in the sidecar survived. A few weeks later, a coach driver lost control and injured numerous passengers when they were violently thrown from their seats. The same year, an army captain reported that the hairy hands had gained control of his motorcycle, although, due to fear of ridicule, the story was not published until after his death. The hands also wander away from the roads to stationary vehicles, with one particular report from a woman that the hands had tried to gain entry to her caravan and only retreated when she made a cross. There is no real explanation for the legend of the hairy hands. Some put it down to a man who died in an accident in the early 1900s haunting the area. Others believe it is simply due to people driving carelessly around the narrow and meandering country roads too fast and losing control. Even the road surface has been blamed and subsequently resurfaced just in case. However, the legend persists to this day, and it's not unusual to drive the long way around the perimeter of Dartmoor instead of risking the hands, taking the wheel, if you dare drive through the central meandering roads.
That's a cool story.
Yeah, I like hands.
I like it. Yeah, just hands.
Floating hands is cool.
Yeah, and they're hairy, too.
Mumming shots.
Mumming shots?
This is what I brought up last week.
Oh, yeah.
You should watch your Mumming Shots.
I'll watch it.
It's fucking creepy. It's weird. Here we go. Here's another one.
Thank you for the hairy hands.
Thank you for the hairy hands. I was at work at Circle K. This is maybe 2 p.m. Every Saturday, we have a Frito-Lay chip stalker named Apollo coming to the store. Apollo is a cool guy. We talk about movies, music, and conspiracy and general weirdness. Sure. We've talked about the Mothman prophecies and Men in Black several times. It's a normal Sunday. I'm talking to Apollo about this when this tall, somewhat pale man dressed in a polo shirt and dress pants, walks into my store, holding a clipboard, mid-30s. He walks up to me and he sticks out his hand. Hello, my name is Steve. He speaks like he's never spoken before, in a weird accent. I immediately feel uneasy. Hello. I'm running for city council, and I wanted to see how business is. It's Saturday, it's not too busy, we're a smaller store. Okay. Okay. He leans forward into my face. Any troublemakers? At this point, Apollo is giving me a look of concern. He's thinking exactly what I'm thinking. Men in Black.
give me sugar.
Sugar.
Water. Yeah. Water.
Oh. Right. We have a school knee here, so sometimes those kids cause trouble, but other than that, not really.
Okay, okay.
Unprompted, he pulls out a business card and he hands it to me. Call me anytime you'd like. He also has a short biography written on paper. I got a photo of it. The photo's gone. But the biography had some massive claims of a college education and military service. I wanted to see that, though. Do you have a restroom I could possibly use? I point Steve in the direction of the bathroom, and he goes, and I look at Apollo, who's now on his knees stocking chips. I whisper, yell to him, hey, did that guy creep you the fuck out? He's like, yeah, like a lot. He's a total Men in Black. Steve comes out of the bathroom, and he walks up to Apollo standing behind him. I'd like to knock your hat off your head. Nah, that was a joke. Apollo just nods at Steve silently, and Steve heads to the door. I look at him as he walks out the door. Have a good one, sir. Steve walks up to me and glares. It felt like he was glaring into my soul. Steve. Oh, yes. Have a good time, Steve. And he left. Now, I've been able to get Steve out of my mind for the 2 weeks he came into my store. I haven't seen a single city council for him. Not one vote for Steve banner anywhere. I ask my friends and family who live around here. None of them have
heard
of Steve.
Are you voting for Steve?
Are you voting for Steve? Have you even talked about his policies yet, which mostly involves him hovering expectantly? You know, like, hey, I saw someone running for city council. I went up to them and I asked them, hey, is there someone named Steve on the ticket this year? He's like, no, I haven't heard of anyone with that name. And ever since I saw Steve, I've been coming down sick. Bad things have happened with my friends and family, and my anxiety and paranoia have skyrocketed. And maybe I'm just manifesting something that doesn't exist because I'm a geek. But, hey, maybe you're making connections to Men in Black where they don't exist. Or maybe you're right.
But he was dressed in white.
Well, a lot of times, Men in Black is more of a...
term?
Life. Yes, it's a entity that seems to mimic government officials around UFO activity. It happened a lot in the Mothman story. These like weird guys showed up after the fact, acting like they were from the government, but acting like aliens. A lot of times they say they look like they're wearing wigs or they're wearing wires
they're
coming out of
tall.
Their pants. They're tall or very short, very strange looking. They all look like non-human. It's all of these guys. And my boy, John Keel, had a run in with a bunch of Men in Black. And we did our whole series on Men in Black, and they're actually really fucked up. I have a whole book on Women in Black, too, which we'll get to at some point.
I just don't think Men in Black are going to Circle K's.
I think that it would depend on if there were also aliens there and they were working alongside Circle K's.
Maybe Apollo's an alien.
You never know. Let's talk to Frito-Lay. Let's talk to fucking Frito-Lay. That's why you wake up every day asking your coworkers, are you fucking alien? That is important. Live every day looking for the signs that your coworker is an alien. Do they bring food to work? Alien. Do they show up on time and ready to perform?
Alien.
Right?
The thing about this. Like, I used to get in trouble for showing up to work stoned all the time, you know?
Sure.
And so, like, yeah. And they'd be like, oh, you know, I come in one day, I'm all chatty, you know? And like, Ed, could you not be so fucking stoned? I was like, you'll know I'm stoned when I just come in and do my job.
Yeah, that's how you know I am stoned.
Yeah, but I'm just here working diligently.
Yeah.
That's the day I'm working. I'm stoned.
And you're going to love the fact that weed is our performance enhancement drug here.
Absolutely.
Because it really does help me work. Weed helps me work.
For research.
Yes, and like not writing. I can't do comedy. I don't like performing stoned at all.
Yeah.
But that's how I honestly get a lot of work done. But also then I do forget a lot.
Yeah, well, that's the whole beauty of notes.
Yeah, that's why. And then also laughter. And then I laugh every day.
There you go. 'Cause
they say if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. But actually...
It's very hard.
It's very frightening.
Yeah.
Because then stakes actually really rise. And then you really don't want to lose that job again. And how do you go back? Because I don't have any other skills. So check out. Oh, really scary.
You
scary
really
day.
Don't have any other skills.
I don't have a single other skill.
I
was hanging out with Rory Scovel all week. That man is a near professional level golfer.
Yeah.
He can bake. He's been selling his oil paintings.
Well, he's like a savant.
He's like a fully talented. He could do any. I was just like, you literally could do three other jobs.
Yeah.
Why do you do this? And he was like, this is what comes easiest to me.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That is incredible.
This is all I have.
Yeah, this right? is you're in.
This is it. So yeah. I am locked in. So check in. I need you to check out. So speaking of that, I need you to support patreon.com. You go to Last Podcast on the Left. Check it out. We got every Tuesday, we're watching our stream live. We got new content coming to the
Patreon. You're going to love it.
And if you want to watch the podcast, it's on Patreon.
It's on Patreon. If you want to watch all the podcasts, some of that might change, but largely it will not change. We're going to have new stuff in there you're going to see. Go check out the fucking TikTok at LP on the left. I don't know why, but we've been asked to.
Yeah.
We're asking the kids to go look at it.
It's on there anyway. You might as well be a part of it.
Who get?
And now that they yanked all the music off, they could just listen to us.
I guess so. I guess, you know, go in there and then check LPN TV on Twitch, twitch.tv/LPN TV. We got shows all week. You know, TikTok's fine.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
The next Brighter Side Live is going to be on the 21st of February.
Great.
And on Twitch. It's 5 p.m. Pacific.
Yes. Yep. And then next, you're going to be there 22nd.
For good put?
Good put of the 22nd.
You're doing good put of the 22nd?
Yeah, I got to.
Hell yeah.
Got to.
Got to bring it back.
Yeah, of course. We're just waiting because then our beloved Eric from our video department, he is going on paternity leave.
He's squirting one out.
And so he's doing nothing. He's a father. So he just kind of arrives. He's just, his presence must be there.
Mm-hmm.
Or everybody gets mad.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's he's very good at what he does.
Of course. But I'm saying for here, he's very good at what he does.
How soon is this baby coming?
Soon.
Really?
But when he leaves for parental leave, we might slow down on some of the content and then come back. But in terms of the video content, but not for last podcast of Left and Side Stories. I don't even know what I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, you're giving too much of the sauce away.
I just want them to know. People here come.
We're getting a new baby.
We're getting a baby.
We're getting a baby.
Yeah.
LPN's getting a baby. That's what everyone needs to know.
That's all they need to know, and it helps. Sell us to foreign markets.
Yeah. And if we can't sell us, we're selling that baby.
Selling the baby, because guess what? A baby is just a business opportunity.
That's right.
That's all I've ever heard about them, is all they do is make you money.
How many liters of blood in a baby?
Just one.
I guess one.
Right?
Yeah, I'd imagine. Yeah.
I don't think they pack 5 liters into a baby.
Man, that'd be wild if they did.
Have you heard about the earth is growing?
Is it?
We're going to talk about this next
week. Thank God.
The earth is, they say that the earth is growing and always started small, but now it's big.
Just the ground?
Yeah.
Or is it because of the glaciers are melting?
No. It says that the water, it's created by the earth itself.
The water's created by the earth? I guess everything is created by the earth if it's in the earth.
No.
No?
There were some people who say that the water was there already or collects over time.
How will water be there before earth?
I mean, it was there, but it came out naturally.
So you think earth was just a bunch of water?
But the earth was provided by the atmosphere. But not according to some of my studies that I'm reading, say that the earth has just grown naturally.
I don't think I believe you.
You got to fucking catch up with me. Go take a look at some of these sources. They just make you dumb.
Oh, yeah.
Hail Satan.
Hail Harry Hands.
Yeah, hail Harry Hands.
Harry and the Hendersons.
This sounds like a jerk-off festival.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.